Hey everyone, Jeremy Kerman here. And today we're going to try out a new feature on Kerman's Corner by doing a Kerman's Corner quick hit in the topic of cyber liability. It's more of a snippet than a full-fledged story, but I think there's still a little nugget of wisdom here that we can all take home. For me, whether it's through the news, the internet, or the little video screen that shows up on the elevator when I ride it up in the morning to the office, we all hear about the big data breaches by hackers that seem to happen every day, if not every hour. But in my chair, one of the more common data breaches I see isn't done by hackers, and it's not to big businesses. It's small businesses or schools or some other sort of middle to small-sized entity that has a lost or stolen laptop with sensitive information on it. And the one thing we see over and over again that's sort of amazing is the sheer amount of data that these small companies have. Take a recent claim that we had with a governmental entity. It had employee data going all the way back to 1982, and they had it on microfilm. So the company tries to do the right thing, and it sends the microfilm out by mail to get imaged, and so it can be all downloaded onto a computer. But sure enough, the box with the microfilm falls apart in transit, and the microfilm either gets lost or stolen. So that's 30-some years of sensitive, personal employee data out there in the world somewhere, and that's a lot of potential exposure if that data gets into the wrong hands. So what's the take-home here? Look, I'm not saying go out and destroy all your data, but certainly sit down with the risk managers at your company and your lawyers to, one, check and see if there's any laws or regulations that apply to your business in terms of how long you have to store this data, and two, really think about what data you need and how far back it needs to go. And then develop a written policy for your business that states how long you need to keep and maintain that data and what format to keep it in. Because if you ever do get breached, having that policy in place will go a long way, especially if a regulator comes knocking at your door asking whether you have internal policies that comply with the laws. With all the improvements in technology, it doesn't cost as much to store or destroy data now as it did when everything was printed on paper and stored in boxes and boxes in warehouses. Really think about what data you need and how long you need it for, because the next time you have a lost or stolen laptop or microfilm, you might save yourself a lot of exposure if you're able to limit the amount of data that you have on hand at any given time. Hope you all enjoyed this Kerman's Corner quick hit. We're still working on a guest speaker, so keep tuning in to see who turns up.